Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
Simeon under center. C.J. Anderson 7 yards behind him. Handoff right side. He bends it back. C.J. Anderson full head of steam to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. And finally, something to be happy about here for the Bronco fans as Denver puts together an excellent drive.
And there is a clip you may not hear for a very long time. Welcome into Lockdown Broncos podcast. My name is Adam Kinney. I'm the host of this show. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, or you can follow the show account at Lockdown Broncos. We are into week 8 of the NFL season, and coming off that big win on Monday Night Football against the Houston Texans, the Broncos didn't get to live on that high for very long because now reality is crashing back down to earth. And it's funny because nobody really saw it happen throughout the course of the game. It just kind of seemed like he was trucking along, and the running game was finally getting back to what it should be for this football team. But news coming out recently that C.J. Anderson may miss some significant time and could even be season-ending for C.J. Anderson. He's going to have a procedure on his knee to try and clean out something, but they're talking about a torn meniscus, not an ACL tear. It does seem like that's been confirmed, but that they performed a surgery on Thursday afternoon to, you know, find out what exactly they need to do and, you know, what they need to scope out, and then that'll kind of determine how long CJ is going to be on the shelf. But, you know, on Wednesday we heard rumors that he was going to miss a couple of weeks, and that's been extended to maybe even possibly the entire season. Here's a statement from C.J. Anderson on his injury that he released on Twitter, and C.J. says, "I just want to thank my teammates, friends, and family, and coaches for helping me get through this process. I have the greatest organization in the Denver Broncos that will help me get back stronger than ever. To all my fans, thank you for the love and the prayers I have been receiving the last couple hours. We will not know till after the procedure if I'm done for the season or if I can come back to help my team to 51. That is Super Bowl 51 is what he's alluding to there. Just know I will grind and push and be the best always and be stronger than I was before. Love you all. Hashtag Broncos Country." So that was C.J. Anderson on Twitter earlier this afternoon. So we still just don't really know the extent of things, but it does seem like he's going to miss some significant time. And this is what Gary Kubiak had to say after practice on Thursday. The bottom line is he's having a procedure at 4 o'clock. I don't know if it's 4 p.m. our time or California time. I'm not positive. So we can further evaluate what's going on and go from there. Hopefully tonight we'll have some idea what's happening, and we'll see where we are tomorrow when we wake up. So Kubiak will probably give another update on Friday just about kind of where they are with C.J. Anderson, but he doesn't know the timetable. Kubiak goes on, "It's my understanding that we should know something tonight after we get through what's going on. A lot of people are involved. Greek will be the first one to know, and John, and then he'll find out some point after that. He's obviously not going to play this week. We know that. I think the positive thing is he played in the game and he played through it. It's obviously something they need to go and repair, so we'll see what degree that is, and we'll find out." So that's Gary Kubiak. He also goes on to talk about how he's not sure if the Broncos will bring in another running back or not, but he does not close the door to that option. It's really just an unfortunate thing because of the promise that T.J. Anderson has shown and the contract that you give in the offseason. You want him to be an every down back, but you know, this is kind of where we all paused a little bit when he was given that contract because he's never played a full season, you know, without some kind of nicks or bruises. And so on this very podcast, I had some concerns when they decided to cut Ronnie Hillman just from a depth standpoint, because now the Broncos are going to be going in to this matchup against the Chargers with one, their starting running back is going to be a rookie running back. You have Capri Bibbs, who has practice squad time behind him. They're probably going to have to bring Juwan Thompson off of the practice squad and rejoin the active roster. That's kind of a no-brainer. So you have a couple of guys that have some experience just in that, but really overall you have three very untried, untested, unseasoned running backs now that are going to try and replace your electric back in C.J. Anderson. So, it's really a shame that things happened with Ronnie Hillman the way they did and became a salary dump and he became expendable to the team, because Ronnie Hillman would look really, really good right now just in a supplemental role, even behind Devontae Booker. So, and it's not to say that Booker is not capable, but it's hard to say what he's going to do with the full workload. Booker so far on the season has 51 carries for 244 yards. He has a 4.8 yards per carry. Then he did get his first touchdown, obviously, last week against Houston. Houston last week, he had 17 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. C.J. Anderson on the season, he just got his average back up to 4 yards a carry with 437 yards on 110 attempts and then 4 touchdowns. But it's not just what he does in the running game and what he does in the passing game and protection. He's been very, very solid, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield. So this is a big blow to the Broncos, regardless of if it's season-ending injury or not. CJ's going to try and reassure you that he's going to do everything that he can to get back out there on the football field, but time's going to tell if he'll be able to do that, and what shape is the Broncos running game going to be in, because this is what the whole key had been for me for weeks, is they needed to get some consistency in the running game, and they needed to take the workload off of C.J. Anderson to avoid something like this. The week that they finally do that, he tears a meniscus or whatever it ends up being. I don't want to speculate, but we'll give you that update here on the show as we kind of get into it, but it's just a very unfortunate situation, and the Broncos are definitely going to have to look at their options to bring in some more depth. I think that the easy move, as I mentioned, it's going to be to bring Juwan Thompson off of the practice squad, but look for the Broncos to kind of look at free agency and see what else they can scour up there, because, and maybe Devontae Booker's going to be fine, but that's just something that's out of their control right now and something else that we are just not totally certain of. But we wish C.J. Anderson the best and to get back healthier as soon as he possibly can.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money, Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, I want to get away from the C.J. Anderson news for just a moment. I want to get you the practice report for Broncos and Chargers as they have their second divisional matchup in 3 weeks. And they're going to get the second game with the Chargers over very quickly. And it could be a very big game for the Broncos, to make sure that they get a leg up on the Chargers. Chargers are playing really, really well. They beat the Broncos and the Falcons in consecutive weeks, and they beat Atlanta in Atlanta. So Chargers playing really good football. This is going to be an important game. So I want to get you the practice report. But first, I want to remind you that this episode of Locked On Broncos podcast is brought to you in part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the fastest growing sports audio network in the world. And with the NBA season kicking off, we now have 30 NBA podcasts, team specific. We have 32 NFL podcasts and much, much more on the Locked On Podcast Network. So make sure you're tuning in and subscribing on iTunes and audioboom.com to the Locked On Podcast. All right, getting into the practice report. We have 2 days to talk about already, and obviously we'll start with the Broncos, and C.J. Anderson did not practice both Wednesday and Thursday with his knee injury. Also listed on the practice report, center James Ferentz. He returned to practice on Thursday at full participation. It was non-injury related why he didn't practice on Wednesday. Linebacker Brandon Marshall, Gary Kubiak talked about how they're kind of banged up the linebacker position as well. He did not practice on Wednesday and Thursday with a hamstring injury, which could play pivotally against the Chargers and Melvin Gordon in his rushing attack. He kind of beat up the Broncos in their first matchup, and if you lose one of your best pass rushers, players against the run that Brandon Marshall seems to be for this team, that could be a big loss for them. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on him and see if he can practice on Friday. Also listed on here is center Matt Paradis did not practice both Wednesday and Thursday with a hip injury. And, he's the epitome of consistency for the Broncos offensive line, so hopefully he could get back into the swing of things. Aqib Talib, he was out with a low back injury, didn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday, and now we're getting into some of the limited participants. Sylvester Williams returned to practice on a limited capacity. He has an ankle injury. Andy Janovich returns to practice with a hand injury in a limited capacity. Demaryius Thomas, who's been battling that hip all year long, returns to practice in a limited capacity. And then the good news for the Broncos is DeMarcus Ware returns to practice this week, both Wednesday and Thursday, after his home getting robbed during Monday Night Football and them apprehending the suspects later in the week. DeMarcus Ware goes back to work on the practice field, and that's kind of a crazy story. Hey, maybe you shouldn't rob an NFL player, especially considering he's going to have some security cameras inside his house. And hey, don't rob a Super Bowl ring. Don't steal a Super Bowl ring. You're not going to be able to sell the thing. There's just a little quick tip there for you. But DeMarcus Ware returns to practice with a forearm injury, so it could be a big shot in the arm for the Broncos defense. Shaq Barrett was a full participant with an elbow injury. Trevor Siemian full, battling that left shoulder injury, and then Billy Wynn as well with a lower back injury. All those guys were full. So, you know, a couple concerns, especially on the defensive side of the football and up front on the offensive line with Matt Paradis. It seems like they're finally getting healthy again with Donald Stevenson and then Russell Okung, you know, who was banged up a little bit last week. So it seemed like they were getting some consistency on the outside of the offensive line. But Matt Paradis is listed on this practice report, injury report, and that could be very, very troublesome. And then also on the defensive side of the ball with both Aqib Talib and Brandon Marshall. So those are some things to keep your eye on as the week progresses. We'll flip over to the Charger side of things. Aside from the guys that we know are out for the season, like Danny Woodhead and Manti Te'o, among other players, the players that are listed for this game: Travis Benjamin, the wide receiver, he's limited on Thursday with a knee injury. Tyrell Williams, also in the receiving core, limited with a knee injury. Hunter Henry, the tight end that got the touchdown against the Broncos, was a full participant on Thursday. He returned to practice, and everybody else for the San Diego Chargers seems to be in relatively healthy shape and looking good to go for this divisional matchup. So it's such a pivotal time in the AFC West right now. This is as competitive as this division has been in recent seasons, and you see the Raiders and the Broncos on top of the division, both at 5-2, and then the Chiefs just a half game behind them. That 4-2, they've already had their bye week, and they're playing well once again after kind of getting drubbed by the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Andy Reid still has an impeccable record coming off of his bye week, and one of the best coaches, you know, putting together a game plan after a bye and kind of turning the ship around. And then you got to credit what Mike McCoy's been able to do. Yes, the Chargers are 3-4, and they're at the bottom of the AFC West, but they do not play like a 3-4 team, and they're a force to be reckoned with in this AFC playoff picture. So all four of these teams could be playoff contenders and probably are going to factor to be going into the final weeks, which is what makes these, you know, early to mid-season divisional games all that much more important. The Broncos have back-to-back division games, which they're going to be playing the Chargers, and then their first tilt with the Oakland Raiders. So a very important game this week. Make sure you're tuning in to the Locked On Broncos podcast for everything you need to know. Before the game, I'll get you my game preview and everything you need to watch for Chargers Broncos Part 2. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kenny Radio. Follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. That's going to do it for us tonight here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Make sure you join us next time on the Locked On Podcast Network.